So I've experienced my visa was delayed.
No.
So I supposedly register in October batch,
Okay.
but because of my visa, it's not approved yet. But that time I bought a ticket already.
No.
And I bought a ticket for my parents, for my sister.
No.
It's like, oh my God, so much.
No.
You are now listening to Pusim Podcast.
Assalamualaikum and hi. Thank you so much for listening and watching to YouthSim Podcast. We are back with another series, actually the latest series, which is called YouthSim Diaries. And it is dedicated to the sharing of stories from students from all over the world who have come and chosen Malaysia, especially YouthSim, as their destination of higher education. And my name is Hayati, and here with me, joining me in the studio today, we have two very well-known international students of YouthSim. Thank you so much for coming. We have with us Siti Nur Shakila binti Abdul Haidi and Ahmad Mahmud Muhammad. Hi guys.
Hi.
Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
You guys doing okay?
Yeah, great.
Great.
Alhamdulillah, feeling good. So Shakila, I understand that you are the president of YouthSim International Student Association, am I right? And Ahmed is the vice president.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, very good. So why don't you guys start off by introducing yourself, like where you're from, what course you're taking, which faculty you're from. Go ahead.
Okay, me first.
Okay.
So hi everyone. So my name is Tino Shakila. So I'm taking Arabic with communication under faculty major language of studies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Brunei Darussalam.
Bruneian. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So Ahmed.
Hello everyone. My name is Ahmed Mahmoud Muhammad. I'm from Eritrea.
Eritrea.
Somehow culturally I'm from Saudi Arabia.
Okay. All right.
I'm taking electronic engineering in my third year.
This is your third year?
Yes.
So how's your study so far?
Surviving, yes. Yeah, I'm surviving.
Electronic engineering, what's like the biggest project you've done?
Right now, I'm doing a robotic arm that can pick up fruits based on object detection.
So we don't need our hands anymore?
Hopefully, we don't need our hands. No need for farmers.
No, whoops. Okay. Not to say no need. We still need them to supervise, right?
Exactly. So
ease their workload.
More production, that's
all. More production, exactly, yes. So, okay, so Bruneian, I think the first language in Brunei is Malaysia, right? Bahasa or
Melayu.
Melayu. Apa khabar? Salam perkenalan.
Alhamdulillah, baik.
So, Arabic communication.
Yes.
Why did you choose that one?
The another course. Actually, I love Arabic.
Oh.
So, actually, my mom encouraged me to study at Arabic school, which is my previous school.
Ooh.
So, that's why I choose my university, UCM, because they have Arabic courses.
Arabic courses, I understand. So, Ahmed, so your country, correct me if I'm wrong, like the three main languages, right? Tigrinya.
Yes.
What was that? Tigrinya.
Tigrinya.
Tigrinya, Arabic and English. So, which one's like your first language?
Okay. My first language is supposed to be Tigrinya.
Oh.
But I was born in Saudi Arabia.
I
so
see.
I took the Arabic.
Arabic. So Arabic is
and
first.
I speak English now, yeah.
English is so good, right? Okay. So I tried something, correct me if I'm wrong. Shmei Hayati. Correct?
Okay. Can be correct.
Right? Shmei Hayati.
Hayati.
Thank you so much for taking your time, spending your time with us today. The purpose of today's topic is actually just get to know you guys, especially because you guys are from different countries compared to Malaysia. So we just wanted you to share your experiences and how you feel. So let's start off, like, what makes you choose Malaysia? And especially YouthSim. I mean, Shakila had mentioned a little bit just now.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we want to hear the elaborated version. So
okay.
What motivates you to choose Malaysia?
Okay, well, actually, I'm very close to my parents and my sisters. Basically, right, because I'm close to my family, so I don't want to choose, like, far country. Mm. Basically, for my school, you have to choose either Mesir or UIA.
Oh, because you're from an Arabic
school. Yes, Arabic school. So, like, so I just found YouthSim. Actually, I don't know anything about USIM.
Oh, okay.
So I sacrificed myself, my time, to go to this event, uh-huh. which called like Malaysia University. So oh. there's a lot of universities came there. Uh-huh. So I go directly to Miss Fazira.
Shout out to Miss Fazira.
Yeah, she actually helped me a lot. Uh-huh. So she explained me about USIM and everything. I said, okay, I'm gonna go with it directly. So wow. I applied USIM. Alhamdulillah, I'm here now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So this is like a step forward for
yeah.
you. This is exactly what you have planned.
And also, mm-hmm. the interesting one is I found in TikTok, which is Arabic debaters ooh. From USIM.
From USIM.
Which one, which called Kak Rashika. Which one?
Shout out to Kak Rashika.
Yeah, she said in Arabic, which uh-huh. is in English, she said, I'm a girl who say girls is wrong. So like everyone's laugh when she say that.
Empowering women at the same time.
I said, okay, I'm going to go with this USIM because I want to join this Arabic debaters.
Wow. Did you manage to meet her?
Yes.
I'm
Arabic debaters also.
You are as well. Congratulations.
Thank
what
you.
About you, Hamed? What makes you choose Malaysia?
When I decide to study, first mm-hmm. when I come to the step to study, mm-hmm. I choose to study out of Saudi Arabia. No way I'm going to study there.
Why?
I need to go out.
Why
I need to see the world. I need to explore.
The world.
And
yeah.
I am the oldest from the boys. I have two girls in front of me. And they decided not to go out.
Oh, so they want to stay?
They stayed.
Okay.
So it was a little bit challenging when I'm telling to my family that I need to go out to study. And they, why? Just study here. It took time. But
it
anyway.
Took time? Okay.
Malaysia, because my lecturer, he took me to a Toastmaster competition.
Oh, I see.
He's the one competing, not me. I was just watching.
From the observation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not exactly. Next to me was a Malaysian guy.
I see.
Who was talking about this project. He's also a lecturer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take his number. I regret this too much. I didn't take his number, his email,
that's
nothing.
Okay.
Anyway, he encouraged me to come to Malaysia and study.
Mm.
So I searched. I found USIM.
So that's how you fell in love. Oh, good job. So let's talk about first impression. Have you ever been to Malaysia before? Before
yes.
you come here?
Yes.
Okay. So Ahmed, first impression of Malaysia?
Shock. Wait.
Shock?
I never been out of Saudi Arabia.
Never?
Wow. I came here, I think, around 21. So 21 years in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
If you visit Saudi Arabia before, you will notice that it is brown.
Yeah,
everything
you.
Is brown.
Yes.
It's desert. It's
desert.
A desert.
Yes, desert.
You don't have a lot of green things to see and buildings. That's all. From up, you see only brown. You
that's
come
it.
Down,
yes.
it's more brown and dust.
Yes.
So when I first come here, it's green, like
green.
A lot of green color.
Wow.
I was like, green.
Well, something wrong with my eyes.
I can see colors.
Well, it's green here. It's so green. Yeah, that's something positively shocked me. And also another thing is the air was a little bit dense when I came.
Oh.
I don't know why, but it was hard to breathe.
Oh.
Maybe also because of the mask, because
the
I came
mask?
COVID.
Oh, so you were wearing COVID.
Even
wearing
without the
mask,
it was hard to breathe.
Really?
For the first 2 weeks.
Maybe
then it was
of the
okay.
extra oxygen.
I think.
extra oxygen.
Your
lungs
maybe.
Are adjusting. Maybe, maybe. What about you, Shakila?
Okay, actually,
mm-hmm.
My mom is a Malaysian.
Ah.
So she's from Sabah.
Oh,
but
Sabah.
Actually, it's like half Indonesian also.
Oh, I see.
So I'm a Malaysian, Indonesian, Bruneian.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, like before
mom,
this, I already came here
mm-hmm.
as a tourist.
Oh.
But when I came here as a student, also a culture shock.
Why?
Because when I came here,
uh-huh.
okay, in Brunei, we don't have tall buildings. It's only
oh.
mosque.
Oh.
But when I came here, it's a lot of tall buildings,
buildings,
and I'm scared of heights.
Thankfully, it seems like not
yeah.
a lot of tall buildings.
And then,
uh-huh.
and also like in my country, we apply monarchy, not democratic. So here's like I join a lot of programs like it's like politics and everything. But it's like it teach me
because you're a debater, right?
So yeah. So it teach me more.
Yeah,
like
yes.
oh my god. So this
different
is real life.
Of, yeah.
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 Because it's my country. We didn't learn like just normal people, but when I came here, it's like, oh my god, a lot of things that I learned here. It's not just my studies, but I learned how the people here, like, you know, they have a lot of different accent, right?
Do we?
Kelantan.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Kelantan. I want to learn Kelantan accent.
Can you speak a little bit of the logat?
I know just like be so mommy.
How did you know that? Very small tomorrow. That's a Kelantanese accent. Okay, so that's like the first thing you picked up.
Yes. Yes, I do the TikTok.
TikTok. That's interesting. So I was like really intrigued when I hear Ahmed say is like you have a little bit of not to say restriction, but your parents were like, you know, why?
Yeah, they were more like we need to hear. This one actually, it was not hurt. It was like, you know, they need me. And it's true.
Yes, because you're the oldest, right?
I was the one who taking my siblings to school, bring them back. Even my older sister was not driving. Actually, until 2017, they were not allowed to drive. Mm-hmm. So they didn't know how to drive. Mm. So I was the transportation center.
And then, the responsible brother.
Exactly. And I was also working. Mm. So I was taking care of the electric bill and the internet bill. Internet bill.
Wow.
So, like, so it was a little bit hard. Then at the end, my mom was like, told me like, we will invest on you. Yes. Just go 4 years. And you have to come back.
Exactly.
And do your job again.
Exactly.
It's your responsibility. Mm. So yeah. So they are waiting for me back home.
Hopefully you'll come back with your degree, right?
Yeah,
degree,
exactly.
And you can, like, you know, make your parents happy and whatnot. So I was like imagining they were like doing this banner, like saying, bon voyage, Ahmed, come back with your degree.
Like, come with your degree or never come back.
Well, what about you? I think your parents are very supportive from based on your stories.
They are very supportive, but in the same time, because we are very close to each other, so every time I go back to Brunei and I go back to Malaysia back, they will cry. They will cry. It's like, even I...
They cry. What about you?
I cry too.
You cry too.
We all cry together. But it's like, I already came back many times to Brunei. And it's like, we still cry. Because we're very close to each other. And also, like, because I'm the eldest sister. So I send my sister to school and everything. I do everything. And now, when I start, like, came here, like, all my family is like, do the things by themselves. It's like,
So they can actually be independent
without
us.
And I was like, oh
actually,
my God.
Actually, the first month, I have a younger brother. He was calling me. Mm-hmm. The question was like, how do I go to my sibling's school? I was like, no, what? The first month, yeah, a lot of calls.
Yes.
Like, okay, you have to do this and this and this.
A lot of adjusting for the family as
Yes,
well.
And also like, I need to list, like, okay, you have to pay this on 31st.
Yeah.
And then you have to, we have to do that. So that's why like, we have like completely different way we came here. It's like, change.
It changed you.
Yeah.
Becomes more free.
Actually, sorry, mom.
When you come back home, and you feel like everything is settled, they don't need you anymore. I was like, ouch.
Yeah. Even
my car is not my car anymore. Now it's my brother's car. I was like, bro, what's okay?
Where's my car keys?
Yeah, sometimes like no, I'm anymore. The one when we came back like to our country back, I'm the one who asked, can I borrow the car to go this? But before this, I'm the one who owned the car.
Let's share the same experience. No wonder you're the president and vice president.
Yeah, we
so well. Okay, all right. So let's go back to, you know, the first the process of your application, because that is very intriguing. Mm-hmm. I've never been or studying abroad before, so I really want to know about this as well. So what was like the application process, you know, the application process to study overseas, and maybe like tell me a bit about what happened during the registration day as well.
I think you first.
Okay. The challenging, I think the first, I don't want to say it's a mistake, but something take note of. Use an agent or someone to help you.
I see.
I did it all myself and it was and it was COVID time also, so not really easy, but it was okay except for the timing. I didn't realize the change in time, you know, 5 hours difference.
The 5 hours difference.
Yeah,
okay.
So I text him. So already
midnight
there, you know, and he will be like, he reply in the morning. In the morning, I will be at already taking
sleeping.
Care of my siblings.
Oh, I see.
Not sleeping for me. I'll be either at my job or somewhere else. So yeah, time. Anything else? I think it was fine.
How many like documentations or files that you have to fill up?
A lot. COVID time.
Yes.
Remember COVID time? The vaccination.
Oh my goodness.
All,
First, there's UCM stuff and Malaysia stuff, and there's Saudi Arabia stuff. The Saudi Arabia documents took me time.
Oh, I see. So how long was the process altogether?
If I remember, around 4 to 5, 6 months.
Oh, that's a long time. That's a long time just to apply.
Yeah, and I even did for one semester.
Oh.
But it's good because it was the second semester. So now I'm in track.
What about you, Shakila?
Okay, so I think my batch is after COVID.
Oh, okay.
So, but like everything is like you applied online and everything, you send the document in the email and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've experienced my visa was delayed.
No.
So I supposedly like register in October batch, but because of my visa, it's not approved yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that time I bought a ticket already.
No.
And I bought a ticket for my parents, for my sister. It's like, oh my God, so much. So I was afraid to tell my parents because we bought the tickets already.
Uh-huh.
And that time was very expensive.
Obviously.
And then, but it's like, okay. And then I contacted Inci Isa. So
Inci
he helped
Isa,
me.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, I asked him, like, can you like make my visa like fast and blah, 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 the procedure and everything. And then he said cannot because it was under the immigration.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said, but I bought the tickets already.
Yeah.
And then I said, can I just like come to KL? And yeah. And then he said, you can, but you have to come as a tourist, not as a student.
I see.
Because if I come as a student, they will reject it. My visa.
Oh.
I was like, in the same time, I heard my friend, he went to KL. And then he also applied for visa and he got rejected. I was like, Ya Allah. I was that time on the way to the airport. I was like, Ya Allah, please help me, Allah. And then when I came there, and then my friend, texted me, Shakila, you know what? I heard like you cannot enter Malaysia because your visa is not approved yet. But I came there as a tourist, not a student.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, alhamdulillah, like the visa was approved after I go. Yeah, I came here.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I just visit my family here at Perak.
Oh, Perak.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Like, maybe that's Allah's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because
mm-hmm.
we never visited her.
Oh.
That my cousins,
your
my family. Yeah.
Oh.
So that time, that's the time that finally we gathered together. Allah's plan.
Yeah. That's the reason, actually.
But I came back to Brunei back, and then I came here back.
So back and forth.
Yes.
My goodness. Sometimes
it's just because
fortune.
Of visa, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
On behalf of the Malaysian immigration. I apologize. It's not my fault. Okay, so what about the registration day? Were you guys like involved during the...
I'm not.
No?
Because of the visa, so I registered here 2 weeks after the classes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I was quarantined.
Quarantine.
That's too bad. So we can't really talk about
this.
So, okay. Not registration day. What about the first day in class?
Imagine.
This is exciting.
I don't know. Okay, FSA, it's far.
Okay.
I was like, is this the right thing? I am in UCM even. I don't know if I am inside or not.
Yeah.
But anyway,
and then you don't have any transportation, right, when you arrive?
No.
Ooh.
I used Grab at that time.
Uh-huh, okay.
And the thing is, it was COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But only our course. Until now, we don't have online classes.
Okay.
We are not allowed. I don't know why.
Okay. It's important to have face-to-face.
It was COVID, everyone at home taking online. Anyway.
Anyways.
We went there.
Uh-huh.
The faculty is empty. I was like, no one is here, Aslan. I don't know my class. You know, I'm not in the group.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, I just know that I have to go to FS this building at
mm-hmm,
this time.
Mm-hmm.
So by chance, one girl passed. I told her, what is this class? BK
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm,
she told me this way.
Okay.
And she came with me under there. Here.
Oh.
I entered. Everyone is looking. I'm not sure if this is the right class, wrong class.
Okay.
I just took a seat and I sit there.
I just sit.
Went. Yeah, until the lecture came. Because all of them was not speaking English. I didn't even try to speak to them.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't speak to me too.
Of course,
so
yes.
I just sit
right.
So I guess, and they were speaking Malay from back. I can hear.
Oh.
Malay. So I was like, okay, just... Wait,
okay.
The lecture came, then I start talking to her.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, I start getting some of it. This is the right class, good. This is the group, good.
Okay.
Stick to it.
Stick
I found a friend and everything went.
Okay, alhamdulillah. But that was like really challenging. I wouldn't know what to do if I'm
to be honest, the moment I stepped into Malaysia for the first semester, everything was scary.
Scary for you.
Yeah, it's new experience, new country. I don't know anyone in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Mr. Isa, of course, took me to the
hotel
to use him, and then he disappeared.
He's like, I've done my job.
Yeah. I think he was busy because of the students coming. But yeah, for the first semester, it was scary. But it was I learned a lot. Experience.
Are you able to speak Malay a little bit now?
Exactly. A few words, maybe. Like basic words.
For example?
Makan.
Makan. Yes, so makan is important.
He always tried to speak Malay with me in text. Jap, jap.
Texting is easy.
Boleh, boleh.
Funny.
I'm sorry, Ahmed.
TMI, it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, but it's good that you have passed all of that, right? Now you make a lot of friends. You're happy.
Friends is important. Mm-hmm. Here's the advice. If it comes to any place new, find a friend. This is the first thing.
Yeah. Find your friends, yes. Find your cliques. Yeah, that's exactly right. What about you? First day of class?
Okay,
missing 2 weeks of classes.
Oh my god. So I have this one friend from Brunei also. So she taught me everything that I studied and everything. So we get the like...
She had a mentor.
Yeah. luckily, I have friend.
I know, I studied after.
You needed a mentor. You needed one. Okay.
So she helped me. Okay, so you need to join this group, blah, blah, blah. And then I contact all of my friends. Like... But I check, okay, this is girls, okay, contact her, this is girls too, okay, this is girl too.
Only girls?
Because I'm scared to text boys. So, okay, I say, okay, are you taking this class, are you taking this class, blah, blah, blah. And then, so that time, she actually different class, not the same class with me. So I tried to contact, like, different girls, and then luckily I got this one girl. Her name is Filza. Hi, Filza. So, that time she said, okay, I will wait you at the entrance. She said. So I met her, and then you know what the first she said to me? Can you speak Malay? I said, yes, I can speak Malay. But she tried to, you come here. And I said, what's the first she asked me? I can speak Malay. But that time, I was struggling to practice Malaysian Malay because I don't used to it. So sometimes I mixed it with my Brunei Malay.
I think it's just the difference of in terms of vocabulary, right?
Yes.
Not much of the sentences, I think more or less the same.
And it's how you use it, how you pronounce it, it's different.
Of course, but I really love the Bruneian Sabahans.
Sounds
really nice.
And then when I sit there, everyone say, well, She's from Brunei. And then at that time, I think for two to three weeks, they were speaking in English to me. They were trying hard to speak in English to me. I was like, I appreciate it, but like,
let's speak Arab.
I can speak Malay, guys.
I think it's the, not to say stereotype, but the idea of international, we use global language, which is, what else? English.
But actually, they are good. You know, like, they try, they encourage themselves to speak in English with us. I mean, like, when you guys can practice your English, right?
Exactly, not much.
Yes.
Okay, that's right. I was about to say betul-betul.
Hello, if it's in Brunei Malay, banar-banar. Banar-banar.
Banar-banar. Yes. Is it spelling like the same as B-E?
No, B-A.
Oh, banar-banar. Banar. Because banar is like the baku.
Yes.
And the official.
Yes.
Betul-betul is like more like a...
And also, luckily, my mom, she didn't know Brunei like words. So she teach us in home. She teach us the Malay standard. So like we say like lampu, tanda. So like we use that word.
What do you call tanda?
Tanda is toilet. But it's
30%.
Actually in Brunei we say jamban and lampung. Lampung. So like it's different. So like luckily my mom was not a Brunei. So like she teach us that word.
She prepared you already. I think if you go around and saying the J word, people are like,
yes,
Shakila.
What?
All right. So any tips or any, I know, PSA to prospective students listening? Like, what's your advice? Not to say advice, like, but any tips, you know, in like their application process or their registration process? Any tips? Or first day tips?
Ask for help.
Yes. Yeah.
them.
Also, maybe they can follow us, Insan Official. You can you can DM us there. You
follow
can text
Insan
us
official.
There.
Yes.
Promoting Insan, guys.
Go ahead and follow Insan Official if you want to study in UCL. Yes. Okay, excellent. Now, so you guys have shared a little bit about your experiences here in UCL. What about in Malaysia? Okay, in general, have you been to other places?
Yes.
Like, what's the atmosphere like for you? Or, you know, do you feel like any challenges that you have met while adjusting to life in Malaysia? You've been here for, this is your third year?
Yes, third year.
So, what is it like for you, Malaysia?
No, everything is stable. Coming to food, to life, my classmate even, everything is stable. Everything is nice. Maybe I suffered the first semester, maybe, from coming to food. I lose a lot of weight.
Wow.
I remember my mom face when I came back. She was like, he's not eating.
He's not eating.
Feeding.
You got so skinnier.
I was like, it's not that I'm not eating. It's that the food is not
suitable for you.
Yeah. It's too spicy. Everything was spicy.
Yes. Everything was spicy for you. Okay.
But now I get used to it and I know what to eat.
You know why? Because Negeri Sembilan, we love spicy food.
What? Last time
chili.
We went to Perak.
Perak, okay.
They give us a sample. I told them, no, I know this one. No, it's too spicy. They say, no, just try it. It's not spicy. And I tried it. It was not spicy.
Well, it's a little bit sweet, right?
Yes, the first time I eat sambal in my life. So it was nice.
Yes. Just don't try the sambal in Negeri Sembilan. Try the sambal. You need time adjusting. The sambal in Negeri Sembilan. Also, you...
Okay, I'm a picky eater.
We're talking about food now, guys.
Yes, I'm a picky eater, so I don't eat beef, I don't eat fish, I only eat chicken.
Only chicken?
Yes, so...
Always chicken?
Yes, always chicken. So, it's like, there's specific restaurant that I will go, and I always order the same. I will never change it. Like, example, Wati restaurant, I always order ayam penyet, because I only eat that. So, if I went to Adam, I only order kuih tiao goreng because I only eat that. So that's why I actually moved out to a better place that I can easily cook.
Because
I'm a picky eater. I'm hard. It's like oh my God,
it
I cannot.
Must be hard.
Yes,
it must be hard.
It's hard for me to digest the foods here because I'm not used to it. Even the rice also different.
Really?
Yes, the rice here is different between, like, my country rice is different.
Oh.
It's a bit smaller and it's a bit sweet. But here, it's sweet. A bit long.
That's basmati.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh. Every time I went to the restaurant, it just same rice.
Come to Saudi Arabia. It's more bigger and oily.
Right. I really love mandi.
A little bit oily.
But I try, but like, it's like, sometimes we went to Al Jamal, so...
Favorite!
So, they ordered lamb, beef, but... I'm loyal to chicken. So I'm the only one who ordered chicken. Because I cannot eat anything else. And also, like, it's hard for me to accept new things.
In terms of food or like...
Everything. Yes.
So must be hard for you then. Moving here, meeting new people, adjusting. Mm-hmm. What about meeting like other cultures? People from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
You love it?
Even in Saudi Arabia, you know that I don't have... maybe 2 or 5 Saudi friends. All of them, the rest of my friends is from different nationalities.
Oh, I see.
So when I come here, I was so excited. Yeah. I meet this one from different countries. Countries we don't have in Saudi Arabia. It's so fun.
Yes. So and also like Insan, so like we all gather the international students. So like, you have this. Even they are from like Arab country, but like they also have different culture traditions. Like, we learn a lot of new things and experience with them.
Things that shock you sometimes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
like,
share.
How you eat that? This question.
What is that? Like, okay.
And then they sometimes say, like, you don't know?
You don't know?
You don't know that question. Like, am I supposed to know everything? Also, share with me like some bittersweet memories that you have. You know, that's one of it. Like, you don't know. Yeah. So, any other bittersweet memories that you have, especially with friends from different cultures? Like,
memories.
I think for me, the best memories is when we first went to Terengganu.
Oh,
yeah, that's
that Very, very. That time was Raya Haji.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we spent our Raya Haji there with the other international students.
Oh, okay, nice.
So that is the first time, like, 6 hours on the road.
No, it was more than 6 hours, I remember. Because I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep until late, last 2 hours.
Whoa. You guys got stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Welcome to Malaysian traffic.
Now I know what's Malaysian traffic. Yeah. That time?
Only during celebration days.
But it was something I will never forget.
You'll never forget
but traffic jam. That was the best memory
ever.
Not the
traffic, the trip itself. Because it was the first time, right?
Yes.
Mm. It was the first time we are in something this big.
I see.
First time all of us going out of Negeri Sembilan Milan as international students. How we prepare. First insane program also.
Yeah, that is the first.
Summer.
Yeah.
So, what was the experience like over there?
The place was amazing. That's first of all.
The place is amazing. Okay.
You see, the when we go to hiking, we saw this view.
Yeah.
So good.
The ocean, everything. Mm-hmm. Also, the beach when we visit, that was so amazing.
Okay. I really love how it's embedded in your mind and hopefully it will stick to your soul and heart. Remember it always.
Actually, the memory was when all of us together. I remember
it's
at the village.
That makes
the village, yeah, the village. We do BBQ there.
Wow. So you only had chicken. You only had chicken.
Actually, chicken is there. But that time was
drama.
There's a lot of things happened there.
Wow.
Sad, scary,
we
happy.
We need different podcasts for that.
Maybe the next episode.
Terengganu Diaries.
Yes.
Yes, have that please. I would love to hear what happens over there. So other than Insight, you guys get mentioned Insight, right? So what other association or club you guys are involved in? And maybe like share with me the biggest accomplishment or project you guys have done so far. Other than the Terengganu trip.
As Insan or individually?
Maybe as Insan or any other clubs. For your studies, maybe?
Let's go. I'm so dedicated to my studies. Not by my wish.
Okay.
But I'm forced to.
Don't say that.
I am forced to.
It's not. Okay.
I just been from 3-hour class. Yeah? Just let's...
3-hour class. He's so mad about 3-hour class.
I think the... Okay. Every semester, we have a final project. Not every semester, every 2 semesters we have final projects.
Every year. Okay.
Almost every year we have a final year project. We need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that all my projects, all of them, never work on spot.
Why?
Because I always choose a very complicated one.
Okay.
And when I start doing it, my teammate giving up in the midway. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to do it. I will never stop. And I try. It works half.
Okay.
70% working.
Mm.
Maybe sometimes one leg will work, the other is not working. But you know, because of the complexity of the project, my lecturer will just let it go.
Oh.
And this is what I'm facing now. I have to present next week. My project's not.
The arm.
Yeah, the arm's supposed to walk, you know, that it has to have a wheel, walking, and then detect the object and grab it.
My goodness.
Until now, it's just an arm.
The idea is there.
Exactly.
The idea is there. The implementation, whether it works or not.
Actually, it's a bad habit to choose a very complicated project for enough time. But this is what I like. I like to force myself to do something else. I learn a lot from this project.
So you feel that's like your biggest accomplishment?
If I did this one, this is my biggest accomplishment.
Inshallah. I think if you have more time or teammates that are more supportive or share the same ideas as you, maybe you can get through. Maybe you can.
Actually, I was about to open a club in my faculty.
Ooh.
It's more of a robotic club.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it's just an idea. I'm not sure if we have the funds to do it.
You can try. Okay, hopefully this podcast will reach the people.
Sponsorship, Petronas.
Please.
Petronas.
Ahmed. Robotic arm, helping the farmers all over Malaysia and the world.
I want it, you want it.
Good luck for you. What about you, Shakila?
Okay, so, I don't know anything about debate, especially Arabic debate. So, actually, my friend, she's the one who, like, invited me. She said, okay, let's join this. But actually, my idea want to join as an Arabic debater is just to, like to improve my Arabics.
Yeah,
but that time, that time, she left. She leave me alone. Aisha. Aisha, you leave me alone, like joining Arabic debate. So I was like, oh my god, it's like we have this like every Friday practice and practice. Uh-huh. But alhamdulillah, uh-huh. I make it. Mm-hmm. So I joined these three best debaters. Ooh. So I joined them to Indonesia. Wow. And we won. Yeah, representing USIM, and we won the first place.
Congratulations. When was this? This year?
Last year.
Last year? Yes. Oh my goodness. MashaAllah.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So just now we talk about the places you've been. So Terengganu, Perak, family, right? Yes. Any other places you've been to Malaysia? What's like your favorite place?
We also went together to Penang.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Penang. Nasi kandar. Did you try?
My God.
My friend told me, but no, we didn't try it.
You didn't try it. You wouldn't dare to touch it.
I have a bad experience.
Also, in Penang, we have also like bad experience, sad, scary, happy. But that time we joined the cultural program. It was fun.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was the amazing. Yeah. Oh, but in the same time, maybe the foods. We don't used to it. Oh my God, foods.
Food is a challenge for anyone.
Yes. I didn't expect it to be this different though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
I mean,
what were you expecting actually?
I don't know, the same country, so I thought maybe it's something.
And also like, it's like Mama. We have Mama in Negeri Sembilan, Nilai also. So we thought it's same, but I don't know, it's like just different.
It's so different.
Really?
Well.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So Penang, Terengganu, anywhere else?
Perak.
You've been to Perak as
yes.
well.
Yes. Volunteering.
That's all I think.
Malacca. Yeah, we also nice. We want to go to Malacca this Sunday.
Oh, you're going to Malacca.
Yes.
Ah, two of you.
Bonding time.
We have to talk about
we almost fight, by the way.
Yes.
Business,
right? Oh, Malacca, where are you planning to go in Malacca?
We want to go to Afamosa and also Taming Tower. Nice.
Taming Sari Tower. So you're willing to queue up and go?
Hopefully it will be
For international students, guys. For international students.
Go to Jonker Street as well.
Oh, yeah. We're going there, inshallah.
But watch out. Like, I'm not sure whether a lot of the food there halal or not.
Oh.
But you guys can go inside, see your window shopping. It's really nice.
Okay.
The dessert, obviously, we can eat.
I think the main event will be the slaughtering, right, in the village.
Yeah, the mosque.
Oh, you're going to the mosque. Yes. Oh, okay.
We also, the slaughtering, and also we help them in cooking.
Ooh, yeah. What are you planning to cook, Shakila, the chef?
Depending on the mosque.
It will be beef,
of course.
We will slaughter chicken for you.
Yeah, no, I just because I remember when we at Terengganu. I just like forgot, like, oh my god, it's Raya Hajj, and then when we open. Beef curry.
Of course. Open. While you're opening it, of course.
Soup. What are you expecting?
Curry soup. And I open, oh my god, curry. It's all beef. And curry. I say to my friend, soup. It's okay, I'll just eat the potato. Oh. So I eat the potato with rice, yes.
They probably thought you're vegetarian.
Almost.
It's just the chicken.
You need chicken. Chicken for love. Okay, that's nice. So looking back at your journey so far, right? So what advice would you give to prospective students who are considering USIM to study? Any advice you'd like to give to your future juniors?
In USIM?
Yeah. Those who are coming to USIM.
Oh, have fun. Enjoy.
Yeah.
You have to mingle around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't focus about the language too much or about, I will go with the same nationality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try to mingle. It's better. You're going to see a lot of difference. You're going to enjoy your experience here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that's good. And just like Ahmed.
Yeah.
If you mingle just with your own race, then you're just in your hometown. Yeah. No difference.
The same, right? No difference. True. What about
For
you?
Me, it's like, if you have time, try to join any programs. Like, it's because like you can meet a lot of friends.
Exactly.
Like, even though you just met them there, but you feel it's like you are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You are like, I have family here, it's gonna be a best memory too when you come back to your country. It's like, if you join a lot of programs, it's like it's better rather than. I mean, study is important, but like you also need to get experience here, like to like mingle life around. Experience. Yeah, life exactly. experience.
Yeah. And certifications.
That memories, what you're going to tell to your like friends exactly. when you come back to your country, your families, or it's like, I meet these girls, blah, blah, I meet this friend, I meet these international students. Yeah, just like what I want to do now is, yeah, join a lot of programs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mingle around. Join programs, you know, expand, widen your horizon, right? Don't like keep it to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't like try to find the same people.
Make memories.
Make memories, exactly. Yes. Challenge yourself, right?
Yes.
Not like force yourself, but challenge yourself.
Get out of your room.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Alright, thank you so much for the advices. That was really good. So I really hope the prospective students who are listening quietly or watching right now will take your advices. And of course, like, keep it close to their heart. They will think about you when they're like, oh, I'm going to apply to you soon. Like, I want to see Sekila in a heart. Right. So now we're moving to our final part of the episode, which is called the lightning round. We're just going to have fun. We're going to ask you like several questions. It's called like, which one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys have to pick. Either one.
Okay.
It has to like be really fast because that's why it's called lightning round. Okay. And there's no right or wrong. I'm not gonna tell you Ahmed no.
No.
It's not good. So just pick one. Okay. If you don't know, then we'll skip to another question. But
okay.
Shall we do like a practice round?
Okay.
Okay. So okay, practice round. So which one, honey or dates?
Dates.
Honey.
Honey. Madu or kurma? Honey or dates?
Honey.
Honey?
Yeah.
Dates.
Dates. Okay, very good. So, oh, he was just telling you dates. That's why he's like, what?
No, because I asked him.
I didn't hear you because I was focusing on honey. I thought she was calling me honey.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right, so are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through this. Okay, so which one? Nasi lemak or roti canai?
Roti canai.
Okay. I don't know whether Ahmad knows this or not. Okay, baju Melayu or jubah?
Jubah.
Baju kurung.
Okay, Malay language or English language?
English language.
Okay, pasar pagi or pasar malam?
Pasar malam.
Ooh, yes.
Awesome. Okay, apple or durian?
Durian. You tried durian before?
Yes, but I like apple also. Okay, durian.
Durian. Yay, durian for the win. Nasi kerabu or chicken chop?
Chicken chop.
I love this name between the two of you.
Don't try.
Okay, group work or individual?
Group work.
Okay. Did you even hear his story just now?
Okay. That's what I said.
Okay, I don't know if you guys have been here or not. Genting Highlands or Cameron Highlands?
Genting Highlands.
I never been before, but I want the strawberry at Cameron Highlands.
Okay, Cameron Highlands.
I don't like strawberry.
Okay, walking or driving?
Driving.
Driving, definitely.
Okay. Muis chicken or Mary Brown?
Muis chicken.
Ooh.
You try?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I haven't, but I'm hearing a lot
it's
of
good
reviews. Okay. Mesa Mall or Aeon Mall?
Aeon.
Aeon is better because there's a lot of food there. Even though I'm living at Mesa.
There's a lot more options there, right?
Yes.
Aeon Mall here in Ila is like all about food. Okay, family or friends?
Family.
Family, good. Semester break or semester class?
Semester break.
Semester break.
Airport or train station?
Train station.
Airport.
Airport. Good. Okay, last one, very important. USIM or any other universities?
USIM.
Alright, so with that lightning round, our segment has come to an end. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and sit down with me. I had really fun, you guys.
Thank you so much.
So I would like to extend our gratitude to both of you. And hopefully we get to see each other again soon.
Inshallah.
Alright. So to everyone listening and watching, you can always visit our website at www.podcast.usim.edu.my, or you can also listen through Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts for many other podcasts, series and episodes. So keep on listening, keep on watching till we meet again in another series of USIM Diaries only on USIM Podcast. Assalamualaikum. Thank you very much. Bye everyone.
Bye.
USIM Podcast.